some wise words from Mother Teresa. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin. Let me repeat that. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin. I encourage you now, let's just stop and take a few deep breaths. I don't know how you've entered worship this morning. In our household, it's quite busy. As you can imagine, we have three children. But it's good just to stop and breathe. I encourage you, if you have a Bible, to open it or turn it on, as Ed would say. We're going to look at Psalm 116 this morning. It's a psalm that's thought to be written by David. It's an example of a Jewish prayer called a Hallel. A Hallel prayers were recited on Jewish holidays, such as Passover. It was an act of praise and thanksgiving. In the original Hebrew, it was written as an acrostic poem. There you go. I don't know original Hebrew, so I trust those facts. What I really liked was the fact that it was shared at Passover and that we get to celebrate the ultimate Passover of Jesus. So when we read through this psalm, really think about the praise and thanksgiving that it's declaring. This morning we're just going to focus on verses 1 through to 7. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul. The Lord has been good to you. Amen. This morning we're continuing our series in January looking at rest. If you haven't got one of these, that's the cards we've got and on the back. So we're now, the 20th of January, Rest Restores Relationships. If you've missed any in the series, they're online, so I'd really encourage you to go online on the website and have a look at those. If you don't know how to do that, ask John. He'd love to help you do that. And there we go. David starts, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. This is the first of six uses of the word Lord, Yahweh, in these verses. Yahweh means David's God, the God of Israel. David knows the Lord by name. He uses it repeatedly. He knows God's reputation. I love the Lord. He heard my voice. The Lord has heard, and he will continue to hear David's voice. He's heard his pleas, his cries, his specific needs. He has heard David and his petition. The word says in the Psalms, yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Psalm 6, the Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. As we know, King David had many flaws, as do we. One thing he understood well was that it took time to develop a strong relationship with God. As we read through the Psalms, it's full of honest, authentic prayers, thankful praise, heartfelt longing, and sincere confession. Writing these sort of prayers and Psalms comes from the heart, and it takes time. More time than a quick grace before a meal, or perhaps a prayer said as you head out of the door to start your day. David spent time simply being with the Lord his God in his foundational years as a shepherd. David doesn't write, "I love the Lord because he has accepted my great shepherding." He says, "I love God because he listens. I love God because he has heard me. Because he has heard me, and that gives my life purpose and meaning. Because he hears." There's a book that I've been reading called The Art of Rest by Adam Mulberry. And this is a quote from it. "Our personal sense of accomplishment isn't what we bring to God. It's what we're meant to get from him. Our personal sense of accomplishment isn't what we bring to God. It's what we're meant to get from him. We're meant to get our meaning and sense of purpose from God. The gift the Lord gives us is the gift of being in relationship with him, spending time resting and relaxing with God, being with God. It restores that relationship. Rest restores relationship. It takes us to that place of reset, where we remember who we are and whose we are. Who are you? You are a child of God. We are to be known as children of God. Who do you belong to? You belong to the Heavenly Father through the power of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter it says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen? In rest, there is power to restore relationship. In Eastern spirituality, there can often be the main emphasis of meditation and silence. And that emphasis is to completely empty yourself to try and get rid of things. There's increasing popularity for activities such as yoga, mindfulness, directed meditation in the West. Perhaps those engaging in such activities are seeking to silence those inner struggles, silence the feeling of being hemmed in on every side. Perhaps trying to silence those feelings of feeling entangled and encompassed. We see in the psalm that David's feeling entangled. He says, "The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow." David doesn't try to silence the pain and anguish. He then calls on the name of the Lord and he says, "Save me." As we know, David knows the Lord's name intimately. He calls his name repeatedly. He knows the Lord's reputation. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. Psalm 80 says, "Then we will not run away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name." Psalm 118, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place." Life does hurt. There is pain and suffering. And it's important to acknowledge that. But the gospel message doesn't end there. Hallelujah. When we choose to rest with God, it revives us. It brings us into a spacious place. It strengthens and grows our relationship with him. Rest restores relationship. It says, "I know God, and I know he will deliver me." We are called to be, as Psalm 46 says, everyone will know this, "Be still and know that I am God." Not be still and silence that pain, silence that trouble, silence that challenge, but be still and know that I am God. It is out of this place alone, this place of restored relationship with the Father God, we can face challenges and trials head on with honesty and hope. Moving on to verses 5 and 6, It brings us a statement of fact and truth. This time it's from the Amplified Version. Gracious is the Lord, and consistently righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord protects the simple, the childlike. I was brought low, humbled and discouraged, and he saved me. It is because of God's consistent compassion, righteousness and grace that he gives us rest. Yes, our God is compassionate. Our God is full of compassion. What I really liked in this psalm was that it takes a turn from the personal. In the rest of these verses, it says, I, me, my. And now he says, our. And David doesn't use the word Lord like we saw in those beginning verses where he's talking about Yahweh, the God of Israel. He talks about our God, God of all the peoples of the earth. Our God, the creator and life sustainer. Our God is compassionate. And he calls us to be compassionate too. Not only does God's rest restore my relationship with him, God's rest can restore relationships everywhere. This is the call, not to keep this rest to ourselves, but to use it to show the reality of God's presence and compassion to everybody. In the word it says, Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. We have that same mandate, don't we? To bring those who are lost to the one who can find them. The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd wants to bring all of his sheep to a place where there are green pastures, quiet waters, restoration of souls, because he is with us. He brings comfort, he brings shelter, goodness and love. What a countercultural message and tool. We need to bring rest. In God, there is protection for the simple, the simple-hearted, the helpless and the childlike. When we are humbled, discouraged, when we are brought low, God saves. When we trust in this protection, we will not be put to shame. It says, when I was brought low, when I was humbled and discouraged, this has really challenged me this week. Being brought low, acknowledging that we are not the image. God is the image, and we are made in his image. We bear his image. We are his image bearers. Coming to that place of simplicity, of childlike faith, we can remember that we aren't the Father. We're not in control. He has full control. And when we acknowledge that he has full control, we can let go and rest. A quote from a book called Immeasurably Deeper, that we're sharing as a leadership team. So if you see someone from the leadership team with a red book, that is why. It's very good, I'd recommend it. This quote says, we need to confess our sins to God, to acknowledge to him where we have been marred in his, where we have marred his image in us. To omit confession is to make ourselves God and judge. We are capable of deciding. Are we capable of what deciding right and wrong is? A routine searching of the heart to where we have made ourselves higher than we ought is an opportunity for the Spirit to work in us. Let me read that again, because I got that a bit jumbled. We need to confess our sins to God, to acknowledge to him where we have marred his image in us. To omit confession is to make ourselves God and to judge that we are capable of deciding what is right and wrong. A routine searching of the heart for where we have made ourselves higher than we ought is an opportunity for the Spirit to work in us. Rest restores relationship. Verse 7. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Return. that sense of coming back to a place where you've already been. Maybe a place where you've been vacant for a while. Or maybe a place you visited regularly. Return. Return to a place of rest because of the Lord's compassion, goodness. Remember those blessings he showered upon you. Remember that he's rescued and redeemed you. God has given us rest for remembrance, recuperation, and recreation. Rest so that we can remember God has been good to us. Take time to remember those specifics. Write it down. Share it with a friend, family member. Remember what God has done. Rest so that you can recuperate, restore, and reset. You are a child of God, and God wants to fill you afresh each and every day. He wants to take you to that spacious place that we talked about in the Psalms, where you can be still and know that I am God. He is God, not I am God. Rest so that you can recreate. God is the creator. We bear his image. We're called to recreate, to be like him in all things. To have recreation is to be playful. You're still allowed to be playful now. To have relief from toil by doing something fun. To recreate means literally to make anew. Holy rest should take us to a place where we are refreshed and made new. Rest restores relationships. To end with, I'd like to lead you through one of the prayers that a charity called Renew Wellbeing uses. It's the morning prayer, and it goes around, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," that we sang right at the beginning. So it's a great, great theme. So I encourage you, if you're not already comfortable, find a comfortable place in your chair, and maybe put both your feet on the floor. I find shutting my eyes helpful because then I'm not distracted. You might not be so easily distracted. Perhaps put your hands out in front of you as a sign that you're open to what God has for you this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I invite you now to speak out loud or in your heart the name which you want to call God this morning. Everlasting Father, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Now is an opportunity, out loud or in your heart, to declare those benefits and the provision that God's given you today. For warm homes. He forgives our sins. I urge you now in the quiet just to let the Holy Spirit search your heart, to let him to highlight anything that you don't need to carry into the rest of this day.
He heals our diseases. I invite you now to name those people or places that need God's healing. For Helen, Lord. Carol. He redeems lives from the pit. Now is an opportunity to name those places that need God's redemption. For Syria, Lord. He crowns you with love and compassion. I invite you now to picture God, Father God, coming to you, crowning you with his love and compassion. You receive his love and his compassion so that you can go out into that world and show that to the world around. So, Lord, we receive your love and compassion this morning. Fill us to overflowing with it. Rest restores relationship. Amen.
We have plenty of time to pray with one another if we need to, time to pray for one another, perhaps time to pray just as we sit together for ourselves.